saw Jim here before.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is James Ball. I'm chair of the Heart, Lung, Liver Transplant SAC. I think I can make my report very brief. Although we have two meetings remaining in our schedule, we're on track, and indeed, had your meeting been reversed with us, with ours, we might have been able to present language today and have concluded our activity. We are on track. As I said, we will be presenting in December. We were asked to determine if continued regulation of these services is necessary, and it's the unanimous opinion of the SAC that it is. There was a question of establishment of a clear needs-based methodology for initiation of the services, and after there was some discussion of what does that mean, it sort of implies that the current ones aren't based on need, and we felt they were. But it seems like in other areas, needs-based seems to equate with facility-based, and with initiation of services based on either the performance of a specific number of related services or the existence of a set number of patients with a particular condition. And while that may be true in some areas, even perhaps in the area of autologous bone marrow transplant in particular, with the transplant services we're talking about, which require deceased donors, where you have national and state systems for organ allocation and so forth, it just does not lend itself to a facility-based needs system. We are going to be recommending continuation of the current cap. I don't believe we'll be recommending a splitting of the state. And knowing what generated the attention to these services initially, you are probably aware that part of our investigation found that there is indeed an unused allocation available for heart, lung. Two of what were thought to be existing CONs are actually a shared one. Children's is shared with Henry Ford, so there are only two in the state at the present time, and the attention that was given to the potential for one on the west side of the state will probably be addressed in the next cycle of submission of CON requests. And I think that completes the five elements that we were asked to address. So I'll be making a more complete report when we submit our recommendations in December. Any questions?
Question. Thank you, Jim. Next item is the